everybody. Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. As always, it's Kelly.
And Troy.
And just a quick reminder, we have live shows coming up in Nashville, Minneapolis, Denver, Philly, and DC. Make sure to get your tickets. All links are in our Instagram bio. But Troy has watched the latest episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and I'm just going to let you talk because I don't know anything.
Okay. So first and foremost, I want to apologize because last week we had gotten requests to talk about Beverly Hills, and I thought I was caught up on the and I didn't know that I was an episode behind. And I didn't really understand why everybody was like, oh, like, we want to hear like Troy's opinion on Beverly Hills. I was like, but nothing's really happened. I was like, the season's been pretty decent, whatever. So then we talked about it and I was like, yeah, it's been all right. Like, I was so lax about it. And then I watched and I was like, oh my God, like the whole half the episode basically was about room 23. And so I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
So, Lisa Rinna, for whatever reason, keeps bringing up the Room 23 book. And I think for her, it's like just promo because she looks hot in it. And Lisa is a narcissist and loves to talk about herself.
She's in the book?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And she's fully nude.
Okay.
And so Lisa loves, because she looks hot, so she loves to bring it up. And Diana, like, is not receptive at all to her talking about it. She doesn't comment. She shuts it down. She's like not into it. And it's like weird, you know? And she, in the most recent episode, it kept getting brought up over and over. And Lisa, they were at dinner and Lisa's like, yeah, like the book, you know, the money went to charity and whatever. And Diana would not engage. She would not talk about the book. And then in her confessional, the producer was like, so like, what's the deal with this book? And she was just like, it's ruined my life. Like, all these rumors have come out of this book that aren't true. And, you know, and the guy straight up said, are you a high-end or a high-end madam? And, like, is there an attachment to that from this book? And she was like, absolutely not. You know, it's all fake. It's, those rumors can destroy people's lives. And she wouldn't really expand on it at all. But it was glaringly obvious that she was lying. It could not have been more clear, and my jaw was on the ground. So that was wild. I just wanted to say, like, I'm sorry for downplaying it because it was crazy, and yeah, it was just nuts. I could not believe that they asked her just straight up, like, are you a high-end madam?
Well, I need to ask you, because you've been in the Room 23 rabbit hole for a long time. How does it feel that it's all becoming like way more public?
It's crazy, and it's really interesting realizing that so many other people knew about it. Like, when I look at the comments and stuff on her posts, or when people talk about her online, like, a lot of people were at least familiar with the book or they had heard of it. Mm-hmm. So that was like really shocking to me. But it is weird because this has for so many years just been this weird little thing that I like to randomly look up or research or tell people about, and excuse me. So it's weird to see it happening like on Bravo, you know?
Well, I love this for you.
Thanks. I don't think Diana loves it for me, but.
So should I talk about what happened last Wednesday?
Please. You guys are going to literally die.
It was insane. When I don't even know how many text messages I sent you and voice messages. It must've been at least 7.
All warranted. I was like, this is fucking insane.
So my friend Lex Nico, who I've talked about on the podcast before, she's really fun on social media if you want to follow her. She was in New York and I texted her. I was like, what are you doing tonight? It was like 10 o'clock on Wednesday. And we ended up meeting at this place, Ray's, which Dumois posts about all the time. So we were kind of like, oh, maybe we'll see someone famous, whatever. So we get to the bar and we're standing against the bar. It's packed. But we're just talking and I start talking about Beyond the Blinds and kind of our numbers and how proud I am. It hasn't even been a year yet, but, you know, we have such great listeners, all this stuff. So all of a sudden this kid, I call him a kid. He's like 23. He's like, hey, congratulations on your podcast. And I was like, thanks. What? Like, why are you talking to me? You know? So him and I start talking back and forth and I was like, well, what do you do? And he's like, I'm in a band. And I was like, oh, a band, would I know this band? He goes, it's called Why Don't We? And I must have turned white as a ghost, because he goes, what, is that a bad thing? And I was like, so I know you're trying to like have fun at this bar, but on my podcast, I talk about your open letter about the abuse that your management put you through a lot. And his face dropped. And I was like, uh-oh, I'm ruining this man's night. Oops. So we just start talking more about it. And he's like, you really talk about it? I'm like, yeah, I think it's really fucked up that nobody's talking about it, that it was kind of like pushed to the side. And he waves over another band member and the three of us start talking. And then they mention how they might want to come on the podcast. I got their phone numbers, but they're not sure if they can just yet because it's still an ongoing trial. But the fact that this like boy band that we've talked about quite a bit.
A lot. Since the beginning, like our first week.
I know. I'm like, still like not over it.
When so when I received those texts, I was not sober.
Nor was I.
And I was like laying in bed watching TV very high or whatever. And I just like fell through my bed. Like I could not believe. I mean, that is like literally fate. The fact that you were at the bar at the same time as them, that he heard that conversation, engaged you, inquired, that it was them. And it's not like, you know, it would have been, honestly, it would have been less crazy if it was like somebody from like 98 Degrees or something. It was more crazy that it was such a specific niche, once in a lifetime band. And like, and then that he was like receptive to us talking about it and stuff. Like, I just can't get over that. And I would fucking love to have them on and let them talk about whatever they want to talk about.
And I always worry people will get mad at us, right? Whether it's a listener or if it's someone we talk about, we will get a hate message. So it's actually really cool to find out from the source of this letter that they appreciated us bringing it up and making it known to our listeners.
Yeah, because their letter was very, like, vulnerable. And, like, I mean, obviously, it's really affected both of us and stuck with us since we've been talking about it, like, sprinkling it through the episodes for a year. Like,
yeah,
that really legitimately was one of the first things that we ever talked about.
I know. So
that is amazing to me.
I know. I still can't get over it. I'm still like, how did this happen?
Like, that is just, like, oh.
Now, let's get into it, Troy. The other week I said Troy and I agree on basically everything. This person we don't agree on.
We don't.
Troy, what are your Halsey thoughts? Let it out. Let it all out, Troy. I see you.
My face. Okay. I've been thinking about this like all day. Actually, because I knew we were recording this. And I just didn't want to like be, I didn't want to be an asshole just for the sake of being an asshole, right? Because I have nothing against this girl personally. Like, I don't even really know that much about her as like a person. I just don't like her music. And I think the reason that I don't like her music is because I don't even know how you would categorize like the genre that she falls into of like this specific kind of artist. But they're like the kind of singer that gets their music put through like a computer algorithm where these men are like, will it be a song of the summer? And they're like, we got one, boys. Send it to every like grocery store and Sears within 1,000 miles. And
not
like
Sears.
It's just very that to me. Like, I respect them, but I just, and obviously, you know, Halsey has been able to like really solidify themselves as like an artist. Like they are the SNL, like Halsey is here to stay, whether I like it or not, you know? So I really at a certain point do have to shut the fuck up about it, but I just, that kind of music is like that Coors commercial music is like nails on my back. People who sing in cursive, I just hate all of it.
Wait, I thought you didn't like Halsey because of Sky Ferreira.
Well, I also believe that Halsey's an industry plant. And I
let's
think
go.
That,
let's talk
okay,
about
well, okay. I think that Halsey is like an artist that industry people will create, because a lot of people will ask us, what is an industry plant? And we've talked about this a few times, and you know, different people are industry plants for different reasons. I think record labels have different reasons for creating artists, and I think they use artists a lot of times as like weapons or tools.
For sure. You
could say that Cardi B is an industry plant. You could say that, you know, and I agree with that Azealia Banks TikTok of like, they launched Cardi B against Nicki. I believe that, you know what I mean? And
yeah, in going off that point, I always think, you know, Lou Pearlman, I always talk about that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. But the reason he made NSYNC is because Pepsi needed Coke. You exactly. need to have competition.
And what better competition to have somebody who will just do anything you say versus mm-hmm. this other person who like fights you and like wants to have creative control and like, you know, doesn't just like do whatever. And I think that that's like a really big part of being an industry plant, that you're like a good, you just like are a good listener and like do as told. And I just think Halsey has been, this is really, honestly, if you really want to know the true tea, people have so much shit to say about Jennifer Lopez being a song thief and all that shit. People are so angry at Jennifer Lopez. She's such a monster. Is Halsey not? When Halsey is, I mean, like, just because you know more about that situation, the same exact thing has happened for Halsey. So what's the difference?
Yeah. Oh, you're asking me.
No, not you. I'm not confronting you.
No, I'm not saying, ready to fight.
No, I mean, like, just the world. I'm just like, where do we draw the line where that's, like, a really horrible thing to do to somebody? Because Halsey does it all the time.
Okay. No, that, I mean, I think all your opinions are valid.
Okay. But I also don't know anything about Halsey, and I don't want to be an ass. Like, I don't know them personally, you know?
Yeah, for me, I don't know a ton about Halsey's personal life. I do now because I pulled a bunch of stuff, and they came up in a really interesting way, which we'll talk about. But the first time I heard New Americana, I was like, uh-oh, I like this. And I saw Halsey perform at, like, Boston College. Like, I've been there really early with her. But I really like their music a lot, and I like how they perform. I think they're really, really good at performing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But yeah, I guess I don't know much about them, like, personally. But I find
sorry, are you
on? No, you're fine. You're gonna hate me for this. I do find her more authentic than a lot of artists that are out now.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
a big
for
thing for me to say, because I don't think anyone's authentic.
You'd have to explain it to me for me to get it.
I don't know. I just don't think Halsey's way more open about stuff that's happened behind the scenes. And even with like how she's like, I need to make this TikTok viral or else my, you know, record label won't put out my song.
Right.
And I actually did believe that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. And even, you know, she's a mom now and they seem to be a really good mom. And mm-hmm. very much about being a mom first, which yeah. I give them a lot of credit because they're pretty young to be like a pop. I don't know. She's a pop star, right?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Be a pop star and a mom and on tour and doing all these festivals and trying to release new music. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. How old is Halsey? Because you could tell me that Halsey was 40 or 8.
She's 27.
Okay. Yeah, that is pretty young.
And it's funny. I always say she's one of my favorite new artists. And I'm like, she's not new.
No, definitely not. And I will say that I do have, like, I guess I'll always have an attachment to the Tumblr crowd.
Oh, we're going to talk about Tumblr, Troy.
You know, so.
So yeah, overall, I mean, I love their music. I listen to it all the time. I've been in a big Halsey mood lately. I've been going in between like Halsey and Lorde. I'm like, this isn't good for my mental health.
Yeah. You're like, I live in 2013 and that's just that.
Also, she came out in 2015, Troy. So.
Okay. All right.
Let's not get crazy. So that was all opinions. Everything from here on out is alleged. Please remember that. And I have to say, Halsey's real name is Ashley Frangipan. Mm-hmm. And during our Jared Leto episode, we were like, who the fuck is Ashley Frangipan? I'm like, I guess I'm not that big of a Halsey fan.
And plus, like, I feel like when Halsey says it, they say it in like a really like intense accent sometimes.
Yeah.
Like an Italian accent. Like the only time I've ever heard Halsey speak like her full name, it's been like she doesn't say it the way that we're gonna say it.
No, I don't even think I've heard them say their name.
That's funny though.
But who have they dated? So she's been rumored to have hooked up with Matt Healy from the 1975, who has allegedly hooked up with every single woman man in Hollywood.
Yes.
Joshua Dunn, Ruby Rose, Andrew Taggart, who is from Chainsmokers, but there's a lot of fun blinds about them. Jared Leto, Machine Gun Kelly, and she's been in relationships with Ashton Irwin from 5 Seconds of Summer, G-Eazy, Bridget Lundy Payne, Youngblood, Evan Peters, and Cara Delevingne. And now they don't have her baby daddy's name, but they're still with their baby daddy. I'm sorry, there's no name for him.
This is just like a really random thing, but like Ruby Rose's star power burned out so fast.
I think it's because of how unlikable she is. I heard she's like a little monster.
Yeah, like very, 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 very mean.
Yeah.
And like hard to work with. But that's so crazy though, because I remember like, and yeah, it makes sense. It would be like 2015 that everybody either wanted to hook up with Ruby Rose, wanted to be Ruby Rose. I mean, literally like she was like a meteor hit the earth. And then all of a sudden it was like, she just disappeared.
She was the girl who every girl was like, I'm not into girls, but if I was.
She's the one. She would flip me and turn me. Yeah, I know. That was like.
Like, girl, you might be bisexual.
Yeah, just say you'd fuck a girl. It's not that deep.
Happy Pride.
Yeah.
So how did Halsey get started? This is all from MTV.com and it's from 2015. And I was truly shocked by this because do you know Malzy? Do the listeners know Malzy, do you think?
They better know Malzy.
If you guys don't know Malzy, there's a video of Halsey singing, "Where are you?" And I'm so in the mall. And it's so bad.
Like in front of like a Talbots, like literally in the middle of like.
She like just left Cheesecake Factory.
And they're just standing in the middle of a mall. It's so awkward.
And the way she's singing, because her voice is different. I think they have like a unique voice. You might disagree. Anyone?
No, whatever. I think so.
But like the way they're singing, is like, "How are you?" And I said, so you have to watch the video, guys.
It is like it makes you want to dig your eyes out with a spoon, but it's so enjoyable.
And you have to watch it like 17 times.
Yeah, it's like it's an internet staple.
Absolutely. So before they were Halsey, they were just known as Ashley Frangenpane, a wildly talented teen singing their heart out on the internet. Halsey posted their music, both original songs and covers, to social media like YouTube, Keek.
No, that's Kick.
Okay.
Which is crazy because now that's just like an app that gays use to send dick pics. So like that's really funny. But anyways.
And most notably, Tumblr. Halsey became Tumblr famous under the username 17 Black, but the V in 17 is the number 7. Now a password protected blog from around 2012. They were a diehard One Direction fan at the time and rewrote Taylor Swift's I Knew You Were Trouble to be about the 1989 singer's tumultuous relationship with Harry Styles. Halsey's version was called the Haler Song, and directioners across the globe shared the parody. I listened to it before the episode.
Oh my lord.
That's another one to listen to after Malzy. And then kind of like the come up of everything from going from like Tumblr girl to megastar. In early 2015, Halsey went to a party and met a quote music guy who asked her to collaborate on a song with him because he liked their voice. The result was a song about her ex-boyfriend titled Ghost. It was posted by Halsey on SoundCloud several weeks after it was recorded. Within hours, the song gained online popularity and Halsey was contacted by several record labels, with the song eventually charting and going on the radio. She signed with Astralworks, feeling that they gave them more creative freedom than other labels. And if you think about it, she was like the first Addison Rae or something.
Yeah, I remember like in the early days of like people talking about Halsey on the internet specifically, like, I just, that was the vibe, like, like, I feel like that perfectly described, like, the lore around Halsey was, like, they were just, like, this really talented, like, genius who was also, like, a painter and, like, you know, like, a real artist, you know?
And they even paint on stage now, you know, that's part of their show. But I was already off of Tumblr, I think, by the time they got big on Tumblr. Were you on it still? Like, do you remember?
I don't remember if I was. What year would that have been?
Like 2013, 2014?
I guess, yeah, I would have been on it, yeah.
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 So another thing about Halsey is they claimed that when they're 17, their parents kicked them out of the house because of how bad they were. But a lot of people are now coming out of the woodwork being like, she was just couch surfing in Brooklyn by choice.
Listen, I don't judge anybody for trying to have like an interesting origin story. I mean, you gotta like sprinkle a little glitter on it.
I agree with you.
Nobody you have remembers to be people. Interesting. People do not, you don't become iconic without an origin story. You if you don't know the backstory of your favorite pop star, they're probably not like an icon.
That's wild. I never thought of that.
And like, their fans know it like by heart, you know?
Yeah. And Halsey, it seems like goes back and forth with fans a lot. But recently in the news, it's been said that somebody wanted to make, actually it's her baby daddy, was getting ready to make a movie about their life, an 8 Mile style movie.
Okay.
And at first I was like, Halsey, come the fuck on, you know? But she ended up tweeting. She was like, I didn't want to make a movie about my life. Someone else did. And I was kind of like, that's fair.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Would you watch a Halsey movie?
Honestly, yeah. I would watch it in hopes that it would change my opinion.
I would watch it. I watched the J-Lo halftime documentary.
Yeah, I would be open to like learning about Halsey's life.
I agree. Troy, you're so funny.
I'm like digging my nails into the seat.
So we start off blind item wise. Halsey actually doesn't have a ton of blind items, which I was completely shocked about. I expected a lot more from them, but they're also like fairly open with things that have happened.
Mm-hmm.
So we start in 2016, and this is a sexual assault trigger warning. It's a VMAs blind. This one name singer, which has nothing to do with their real name, has had a lot of success with a group. Not quite as much on her own. Anyway, they were groped by some record executive last night, and she kicked him so hard in the balls, he probably won't be walking right all week. And that was Halsey. And they tried to say she wasn't big before Closer, which I thought was really interesting because I've always been a fan of theirs, even before Closer, but that definitely makes sense.
Yeah. That would be the song that Halsey is most known for, right? Or
that or like Graveyard, maybe? I think you're right. It would be Closer.
That's the one that like comes to my mind.
And I like that they say her name has nothing to do with her real name. Because Halsey's an anagram of Ashley.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of funny.
Which I actually I like the name Halsey.
Yeah. And I guess that there is a Halsey subway stop in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And that's where they also spent a lot of time. So I was like, oh, so it just works both ways.
Yeah. That's very J-Lo on the six.
Are you just going to compare Halsey to J-Lo all episode?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, reminds me of If I Had Your Love. All right, so now we're in 2017. Usually when a couple of artists get together and make some magic and the magic turns out to be a hit, then everyone is the greatest of friends, usually. When this one-named singer agreed to do something with a barely known duo, she negotiated quite the deal. The duo just assumed that they would have the same deal they would with everyone else they work with. Nope. When the project they worked on turned out to be a massive hit, The now A-list duo went looking for their money, only to find out that it was going to be a fraction of what they were expecting. They accused the singer of being greedy, and the singer said that they were the ones that agreed to the deal. One of our duo literally spent 24 hours straight texting the singer, and I'm not sure there was a nice text in that 24-hour time period. There were certainly some words said that I have never uttered, but he did. It was basically a rant sent out one text at a time. He even publicly trashed her, which was basically the end of any kind of relationship. The guy from the duo is known to be a jerk and jerk to just about anyone he meets. Fans, executives, promoters, they are all waiting for him to fall and are not going to help him. So that's Halsey and Andrew Taggart from the Chainsmokers.
So during this time, Drew, he goes by Drew, tweeted something against Joanne, like the Lady Gaga album.
Okay.
And Halsey ended up sticking up for Gaga. And then Drew tweeted at Halsey, "You're a bald-headed bitch," and then claimed they were fake tweets.
Oh my God. It was like NT did it. It was like NT.
I hate when people say like their shit was hacked. Unless you're trying to sell me Ray-Bans on your Instagram, I don't believe that your Twitter was hacked. Like, you know, like.
You know what always makes me laugh though? Like on Stan Twitter, when the gays will say, say you were hacked, sis. Just say you were hacked.
To be fair, if I ever tweet some fucked up shit, I will also say I was hacked.
Yeah. When the Ambien kicks in a little too hard.
Now we have a Billboard's Music Awards blind. And when I saw the reveal of this, it made me smile so much. That goes along with our Ryan Seacrest episode.
Okay.
This married likes to go by one name rocker who is probably going to get a reality judge job this fall was hitting hard on this one name singer who was having none of it. And that is Chris Daughtry allegedly hitting on Halsey, and he did not get the job on Idol.
Ew. Oh my God.
2017 Chris Daughtry comes up to you. What do you do, Troy?
I would literally throw a drink at his face. I'd be like, how dare you, sir? Daughtry? No.
I'm kind of sad he didn't get an Idol job. I think he'd be like perfect for Idol.
Yeah, that probably would have been like the best gig for him too.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm always surprised that they never did. Like, I don't think that they ever had somebody who's been on the show judge, did they? Nobody ever, like, came back to judge.
No, because Kelly Clarkson and Jennifer Hudson both went to The Voice.
Which is wild.
Which is insane. Which is, like, yeah. How much are you not paying American Idol people?
Yeah, like, what the fuck? This former tweener actress turned B-plus list singer will literally start a feud with anyone on social media to keep it up for days or weeks or years. When one singer dared to try and do the same thing to them, though, the B-list singer had their legal team send a letter threatening a lawsuit for harassment. And that is Halsey and Demi.
Who would you rather get in a verbal altercation with, Halsey or Demi?
Oof. Halsey gives me Bambi-eyed bitch energy. I would want to fight with Demi because I'd be fun.
I think I agree with you.
Yeah, Demi would be fun.
And there's no winning with Demi.
Right. And Demi would say Demi would imprint on me. They would say the cruelest, most horrific, mean stuff, and it would never leave me.
Now, if you guys aren't on Patreon, I have a friend who works in radio, and it must be like 8 years ago. Demi thought that he was making fun of her or something, and he wasn't, and he went up to them and like apologized and was like, hey, like I wasn't laughing at you, I was. And since that day, Demi has been mean to them every time they go to the radio station.
Demi's like one of those animals that like never forgets a face, you know,
a pigeon.
Yeah. they peck it every time.
This one named A-list singer, not named Kesha, got so wasted out of her mind during a photo shoot and trashed their hotel room. That's like not very surprising to me.
Not at all. And we are now in 2018, and trigger warning, just generally, there's a lot of dark things about to happen.
Can I ask you before we get into all the blinds, mm-hmm. what are your G-Eazy thoughts?
There are none.
Okay.
There are none. I cannot believe that he's famous. I really can't. It's shocking. He's one of those people where I'm like, what? Like, almost like I know it's not the exact same, but like an MGK, where I'm like, enough people decided that this man should be taken seriously that he's now famous. What are we doing? What do you think about him?
Just dark energy.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, but when I see a picture of G-Eazy, I feel like he's sucking the youth out of me, and I'm not even that young anymore.
He is a sleaze to me, and I don't like the way he pawed Britney at the VMAs when they performed together. I was like, what are you trying to do right now?
You know the quote in Mean Girls where it's like, Jason, why are you such a skeeze?
Yeah.
G-Eazy, why are you such a ski?
I was like, are you trying to get people to think that you guys are like, there's something going on? Because she looks like she wants to roll off the stage right now.
You can go shave your back hair now.
Literally. Very that. I previously told you that this B+ rapper dating the one named A/B-list singer would drag him down with her into the drug use. He specializes in getting women hooked on drugs and then passing them around like party favors. He has the one named singer doing lines of coke almost every waking hour while he cheats and uses her for his own gain. Like, oh, I'd be like, sir, I don't know if you are aware of how truly D-list you will always remain.
And Halsey and his relationship was so public.
Mm-hmm.
It was in our face like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
This B+ rapper who dates the one named A-list singer makes her pay for all the coke they use. Considering he uses about 10 times what they do, that seems like an uncool thing. Yeah, a little fucking uncool. And then the following blind. Speaking of New York Fashion Week, this A+ designer likes to pose for photos with his celebrity guests. And he had some very choice things to say when he saw this one name singer in what they wore. He was not a fan at all. And that's Halsey with Tom Ford.
And this is an iHeartRadio blind. This A-list illiterate rapper, if you use his real name, was at an after party with his singer girlfriend. The rapper, right in front of his girlfriend, put his hand right on the butt of this B-list celebrity offspring/wannabe model. When the offspring/wannabe model saw who did it, she was fine with it. Apparently, the girlfriend was not, though, and walked away, leaving the rapper and the offspring to get to know each other better. And his real name is Gerald Gillum. And the model was Haley Baldwin.
Haley, we need to do a Haley episode, but like behind a paywall.
For sure. Haley strikes me as a podcast girl.
This one named singer and her rapper boyfriend got into an argument with another couple because they thought the other couple stole their coke. The other couple insisted they didn't even use coke. And the singer and rapper became more aggressive to the point where it was getting scary before the one named singer finally found the coke at the bottom of their beach bag. No apology, though. So again, I think the G-Eazy of it all really brought Halsey down for a while.
Makes sense.
Right? He's like such a fucking leech.
Yeah, why are we a loser?
I love that we're both just like, this isn't even a Halsey episode. It's a fuck G-Eazy episode.
Yeah, honestly. This one named singer wants to make a biopic of their life, the real stuff or the stuff that they make up for interviews.
Now, what's fun is we've gotten a few DMs from people who said they went to high school with Halsey.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows if it's true, but they kept saying like during classes, she would randomly faint or like Halsey would like get in an argument with someone and then be like, you're bullying me or whatever.
Okay.
So that's what has happened in our DMs. Whether that's true or not, I don't know.
I mean, you have to love somebody who faints for attention. If that's true.
Have you ever fainted not for attention?
One time ever in my life, I fainted. I had heat exhaustion.
Oh, I've given myself a concussion. I knocked myself out. I didn't faint.
Did you? What happened to you? Okay.
No, it's so stupid. It was like, you know how there are windows and like staircases that are kind of like lower and it has like a little slant up and a slant down?
Mm-hmm.
I put my fucking foot on the slant down to fix my jeans in my UGG boots. And when I stood up, I hit the back of my head on like the top of the slope at the top. And I woke up on the stairs and I looked at my friend. I was like, did I just knock myself out? And she was like, sure did.
Oh my God. It's scary waking up.
It is.
Because you're like, what?
And I had to go to the hospital.
That's crazy.
I know. My life is fucking insane, Troy.
My life's clean.
Don't believe whatever spin this one-name singer is selling. They have a coke problem, and everything relates from that. They want everyone to think that they're some super saint. Don't fall for it. And I think that's when Halsey and Jeezy were pictured on like a boat or just outside. Could not, might not be on a boat, but you can see Halsey like leaning in to allegedly do a line.
Okay.
And then they started saying like, I would never do coke. And there was a big Twitter thing. She is really active on Twitter.
Oh yes. Very, very much.
The following blind is an MTV award blind. After last night's out of control drug induced behavior at an after party, I think a lot of people are realizing there are other people to work with other than this one named singer. I mean, if she's like hooking up with G-Eazy and Cara Delevingne.
And also, can we just like get, like everybody does coke. I cannot believe these, like the alleged cocaine blinds are so silly to me.
I have never.
All these people are doing cocaine. They're all doing it, no matter what they say.
Stop projecting, Troy.
Oh God, I see the reveal for this one.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes the competition.
Host Shima Oliyei was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks of 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after?
Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I've been writing for months that this A-list rapper who thinks that he's all that because he came up with this stupid name and does coke 24/7, see? Specializes in getting his significant others addicted to coke and then making them do things that they don't want to do before chewing them up and spitting them out and not caring at all what happens to the person. That one named singer is finding that every day. Imagine how they feel thinking that some guy loves them and when he ruined their reputation, and there are dozens of videos of him with other women and doing coke with them and either having sex with him or doing a line with them or orally servicing him. Jesus, if our one named singer wants to end their suffering, then she should continue her rebound with the three named guy because he is almost as bad. So that's Halsey in the middle of G-Eazy and fucking Machine Gun Kelly.
Fun fact, Machine Gun Kelly's song, The Breakup, is allegedly about Halsey.
Lord, how? How do you find yourself in a triangle between G-Eazy and Machine Gun Kelly? That is some Demi shit.
Yeah. I mean, at this time, I also had a crush on MGK. I'm not proud of it.
I don't blame you for that.
I didn't know anything other than his music, though. When everyone's like, that's fucking worse, Kelly.
Yeah, well.
But no, I liked MGK's like rap music and his mixtape music. Mm-hmm. And I liked him and Halsey together. Anyway, this one named A-list singer was asked to leave their own event because they were so out of control. And that's Halsey. She was hosting Playboy's Midsummer's Night Dream at Marquee Nightclub. In the following blind, watch when this one name A-list singer buys a pack of smokes. They immediately take 4 or 5 out and throw them away so there's room for their coke vial. That's silly.
Silly. I'll watch for next time.
Next time you sell Halsey a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, like, okay. If you happen to be in line behind this one named Singer at the gas station, it's like, okay. Apparently easy access to drugs and willing forgiveness of all the times she's been cheated on and will be cheated on is most important for this one named A-minus list Singer. No other reason for them to take back the guy who disrespects them every chance they get. And that is G-Eazy. Not being shy about it at all, this one named Singer says they carry Narcan with them at all times now that they're back with the A-list boyfriend. Again, G-Eazy.
That's a blind item that stuck with me. When I pulled that, I was like, oh, I remember reading this in like 2018 and being like, fuck.
Yeah, that's very dark.
So now we have an American Music Awards blind. I don't know why this one named Singer dated this rapper in the first place or why they took them back. At a party last night, he literally took out his manhood and showed it to a waitress and said that is what she should be snacking on, literally out of the blue. No context or previous discussion. Is that his go-to pickup line for the service industry? And of course, that's Halsey and G-Eazy. Could you imagine if someone's like, you want to snack on my cock?
Oh my God. The Frosted Tip slash Ryan Seacrest copying A-list rapper is just the biggest jerk to his Singer girlfriend. I don't understand why she stays. Is it because of the coke? I really don't get how many times she will leave to catch him cheating before she permanently leaves. And then a few days later, they split. And that's the other thing is we always read about like people keeping people close to them because of their proximity to drugs. And it's like, I guess it would be as a celebrity, like kind of hard to find like a good trustworthy drug dealer, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It's not like they have, you know, your friend's friend who grows in their backyard.
Yeah.
Or I guess harder drugs would be harder to get.
Yeah.
I will say, I think one of the most badass things though, is when Halsey performed on SNL after their breakup and they posted all the text messages G-Eazy sent. Did you ever see that?
I did see that. And Halsey's SNL performance was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, they're a great performer.
Yeah.
But I love that. It was like, Ashley, I'm so sorry. I cheated in Milwaukee. It won't happen again. Ashley, I cheated again. It won't happen again though. And Halsey was like blasted it everywhere. I was like, good for you.
Yeah.
I love messy celebrity breakups. We don't get them often.
We don't.
Or they're like too messy and you don't want to love it. Thankfully, this one named A-list Singer finally saw the light and broke up with this A-list rapper who wouldn't stop cheating on them. He spent the last few nights partying with his coke and scissorp. Halsey and G-Eazy. I haven't heard the term scissorp in a while.
I know.
What's that? It's like codeine, a Jolly Rancher, and Sprite?
Yeah, or like whatever drink you
want. In a styrofoam cup?
Yeah, and it turns you into a zombie.
Yeah. It's actually scary if you see someone on that.
There's a good Vice documentary about people doing scissorp in Texas, and it's fucking wild. Lil Wayne just woke up from a cold sweat.
You say scissorp in the mirror four times, right. Lil Wayne pops up.
He's like, huh? This former A-plus list singer who now spends his time smoking pot and playing with a jam band, that's funny, has an army of social media bots slash workers he hires when he is trying to start a rumor or get something out to the world. It is what he did with a celebrity offspring, and it is what he's doing again with the new one named Singer in an attempt to make his fantasy reality, and they are not loving it. And that's John Mayer.
It's great that this one named A-list coke-loving singer is speaking out about being inclusive and even made a donation. What they didn't say is that the donation was only about 5% of the monster paycheck they took home from the company that they're trashing. Now, I have thoughts about this. So what Halsey did, they called out Victoria's Secret for a lack of inclusivity and made a donation to different organizations supporting LGBT youth. And this happened after Ed Razek basically said that there's no place for trans models because the show is about fantasy.
Right.
And I don't know. I just, they still donated. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how I get that too. Whenever people get upset about the percentage, it's like 5% of a large paycheck is like a good amount of money. I don't know.
And Halsey's someone like how you said in the Lady Gaga episode, who's out there saying stuff to support LGBT youth, you know?
Yeah.
So they're still walking the walk. I don't know.
No, I agree with that. And we're now in 2019. Pretty awkward to be permanently supporting a racist sexual assaulter, but you do one named A-list singer, and that is Halsey and Marilyn Manson. And then it says in parentheses, Halsey unveils huge Marilyn Manson tattoo on her torso. I forgot about that.
And this was after Evan Rachel Wood did her testimony against Marilyn. And there are pictures of Halsey and Evan Rachel Wood together at like a women's march or something in 2017, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Like,
the new boyfriend treats this one named A-list singer great. The problem she is having is he always wants to include other men when they have sex. And that's when Halsey was dating Young Blood, The Following Blind. This one named singer is probably A/A- list and is receiving a songwriting award despite the fact they almost exclusively use ghostwriters. I mean, at this point, I'm told everyone uses a ghostwriter, so that's not super surprising.
Yeah. She lost her last boyfriend to his wandering eye for other women and coke. This A-list singer is going to lose this boyfriend to the wandering eye for men, and that is Youngblood. This is a VMA's blind. At an after party, this one named A-list singer was complaining how her boyfriend always wants her to pleasure him in every way possible other than actual sex. How about because females are not his number one choice? And that again is her in Youngblood.
It got really ugly backstage at this New York Fashion Week event last night as the one named singer got into a scuffle with her cocaine loving, serial cheating, rapping ex. And that was Halsey and G-Eazy at the Savage X Fenty after party. Honestly, I don't know how like celebrities do it and see their exes all the time.
And I don't know why, but for some reason in my head, Halsey strikes me as the kind of person that like when they fight with their like significant other, it's just so like, it's like backstage Jessica and Elsie, like drama, loud, involving people, like running away, crying, like drama, like theatrics, you know?
And just in case you guys don't know Troy's reference, it is to Fight the Sly 2005 Laguna Beach.
Fight the Sly. A cause we are all still deeply passionately involved in. Fight the Sly 2005.
You're a very rude girl. You're sitting on everyone's laps.
Why don't you go get ready? You're a very rude girl. And the next one is an Emmy. This is an Emmys award blind. This closeted one named former Disney actress could have gone the beard route last night, but chose to not disrespect their new girlfriend. We shall see how long that lasts. And that's Halsey and Zendaya. What?
So a lot of people want us to do a Zendaya episode. Those are Zendaya's blinds.
Okay. Well, that's fun. I would do that.
Yeah. So a lot of blinds about Zendaya just say that she's into girls, has beards. But I will say her and Halsey would be like a very hot couple.
Zendaya would be a hot couple with a bag.
That's true.
That's Zendaya true. Is just the one. And I also believe, and I know that I've said this before, I think that Zendaya must know where every single fucking body is buried. Like, I always think about her proximity to people like Bella Thorne when they were young, the shit that she has seen, the shit that she's probably experienced. Like, she's not one of the first people that comes to mind, I think, when a lot of people think of Disney stars.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, they don't grasp that Zendaya was a massive Disney star.
That's true.
You know, and like has been probably through a lot. Like, I just think that she's so interesting.
Do you want to know why people don't think that? Because she's, quote, normal.
Exactly.
If she had some crazy thing go on, they'd be like, oh, Disney kid.
If she was really rude.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they'd be like, of course, she's for Disney. That's funny, you're so right.
I'm just going to wrap up 2019 with the last three blinds. An Emmy Awards blind, another one. The one named singer had a cute little clutch with two vials of coke in it. Both were gone long before the award show ended. Okay. There's a little war going on behind the scenes as this one named A-list singer is competing for the same guests for a Halloween party as this foreign-born permanent A-list model host mogul who typically gets all the big names to her party, and that's Halsey and Heidi Klum.
That's interesting.
Heidi's Halloween party is iconic.
It is. I mean, I get more excited for that than the actual event of Halloween now.
Yeah, me too.
Just to see what Heidi will be.
And this is the final blind of 2019. This one named A-list singer passed out from drinking while at an after party last night. And that was Halsey at the CMA Awards. And don't really blame them for getting fucked up.
Yeah.
But they performed with Kelsea Ballerini, and you should watch their Crossroads. They did like a event where they each sang each other's songs.
Oh, cool.
It's really good.
That's fun.
Yeah. And I'm a big Kelsea Ballerini gal too, so.
We were now in 2020. Okay, so this is a G-Eazy blind, but it kind of pertains. This coke-loving rapper who regularly cheated on the one named A-list singer is just doing the same thing he always has done. He just knows that this time his current girlfriend is going nowhere despite that ridiculously public cheating. And, oh my lord. Meg?
That's G-Eazy. Do you remember that video that came out? I think it was right before COVID or like just as lockdown started. And it was G-Eazy and Meg Thee Stallion all fucked up. And he's like licking and kissing her cheek.
Yeah.
And I think she had to come out and say like, no, we're not dating.
But he is great coke.
Well, allegedly, Troy.
This A/B-list mostly television actor who seemingly only works for one showrunner, regardless of the project, is back doing a lot of coke. The celebrity girlfriend has been trying to quit the habit, so the relationship is headed for split. And that's Evan Peters, who always works for Ryan Murphy and Halsey.
That was one of the most random couples, I thought. And it came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, Halsey posted a picture with Evan, and everyone was like, wait, they're together?
Evan would ruin me. Like, if I was, like, a celebutante, a young, like, hot young girl in Hollywood, I would seek Evan out, and he would ruin me, and we would spiral together.
Really? I don't see the appeal. Yes. I don't see the Evan appeal.
It's because you're not American Horror Story girl.
Oh.
Trust me. Ryan Murphy sees his appeal, and he likes to display it in every single fucking season of that show.
He was on One Tree Hill.
Was he really?
Yeah, he had, I think his name was Jack Daniels, too. There were lots of celebrities protesting over the weekend, but the only one I know of who had paparazzi meet them there was this A-list one-named singer. You know, that's another thing. I mean, Halsey was, like, spotted in the medical aid tent during the George Floyd protests, like helping people who were shot with rubber bullets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a part of me that's like, yeah, maybe don't call the paparazzi, but also like they're helping, you know, I don't
yeah.
know. It's gross to call a paparazzi to like watch you do something good,
mm-hmm.
but to actually do something good. I don't know. I'm making excuses. I'm making excuses.
I understand, though. Like, at the end of the day, celebrities are going to be celebrities.
Yeah.
It's the reason that celebrities film themselves on reality shows going to do charitable work. It's yeah. really no different. Like, if you can gain press from doing a good thing, they're going to do it. You know? It's like, the line is very, it is a very fine line, though, where you're like, you know.
No, I get. I mean, that's, again, I think I'm just making excuses, but Halsey is one of the celebrities who I saw there, like, helping people who are hurt.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then this is the final blind of 2020. This coke-loving rapper can say what he wants, but the A-list one-name singer did indeed write a poem about him. And that is when G-Eazy's camp started denying that the poem about Halsey's ex in their new book is about him. The poem's called Lighthouse. And it starts off by being like, you're 7 feet tall and the way you grab me scares me sometimes. It's a really good poem.
Ooh.
But yeah, it's, if you read it, you're like, who's like a really tall, aggressive person that she could be writing about?
Right. Oh, that's, Am I a Halsey fan now?
I'm kind of like, bro, she put all your sorry text messages on SNL.
Right. That's what I mean.
Like, no one's going to think this poem isn't about you.
They are that messy couple that you knew in college that, like, you would hear shit breaking and glass shattering and, you know what I mean? Like, just, like, messy, involving all their friends.
They're still that couple on Instagram who will post, like, Instagram stories to one another.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite to follow.
Yeah, it's giving, like, Green Hoodie era Kiefer and Janelle. Just drama. Like, you know what I mean? Like, theatrics crying. Like, don't leave, please! Like, all that. Like,
and just, like, throw drugs in them. Well, I guess Kiefer and Janelle also had drugs.
Yes! They need a Barbara to set them straight. That's the problem with Halsey.
You can be there, Barbara.
I'd love to. Bye-bye! And then these are both from 2021. This one named A-list singer is keeping their tattoo of the serial rapist because she says the tattoo is about his music. So all the horrible things that he's done to dozens of women and girls, I guess, doesn't matter, does it? And that's, of course, Marilyn Manson. And the one named A-list singer with the horrible tattoo is now first in line for acting roles going to singers. The A-list singer who has been getting roles is being pushed aside. And that is Sing 2, Camila Cabello.
Before we get to the last blind, do you think Halsey is kind of following in Lady Gaga's footsteps in a way?
Like, what do you mean?
You know, with how theatric they are performing.
Mm-hmm.
Now it looks like they want to step into acting.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a lot of singers do that, so I can't really say that. But I don't know. I feel like she's like a younger generation's Lady Gaga in a way. And also how open and accepting they are of everybody, so it seems, at least.
Yeah, I could see that. I get that comparison, especially because Halsey is like an art nerd.
Yeah,
like in the way that Lady Gaga is like a theater nerd, you know, Halsey's like an art room nerd.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I was just thinking for like the younger generation, I guess.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And then this is the final blind item of Halsey. The one named singer is correct that their label is delaying the release of an album. However, the reason for the delay is because the label wants her to tour in support of the record. And the singer says that may be an issue due to all of their health concerns. If they do agree to tour, they will pay a penalty for canceling the tour, but the label will still release the record. And I know Halsey's on tour right now,
mm-hmm.
but when I read that blind, it made me think of like Justin Bieber a lot because the label doesn't care if you're sick. Like Halsey's saying, I have health concerns about touring. And the label's just like, we don't fucking care.
Couldn't care less. Yeah.
Because I know like she's been really open about having endometriosis and like bipolar and all these different health issues. And I'm sure being a mom and all that just adds another layer, but the fact that a label's just like, well, if you cancel, you got to pay a penalty, hun.
They don't give a shit. Halsey could fall out on stage. They wouldn't care as long the tickets were sold.
I always think of a story that Halsey told about 2017. Trigger warning. I'm going to be talking about a miscarriage, so trigger warning with that. And they were having a miscarriage, like, just before they're supposed to go on stage, and management was like, put a diaper on and go down stage. Yeah. So like management doesn't give a fuck about these people.
No, they don't care. I mean, literally it's like, if you're alive, you're performing. And if you're dead, we're just going to make money. Doesn't matter.
It's insane. Yeah. So Halsey didn't have as many blind items as I expected. I really thought that they'd have a bunch.
They were still pretty interesting, though.
Was this stuff you didn't know?
I didn't know a lot of... I mean, I knew that Halsey had a really tumultuous relationship with G-Eazy, but I've never, like, really read about it. I've just, like, knew that from, like, internet people talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm a little warmer to the idea of Halsey.
That makes me excited.
Yeah, I'm definitely warmer. I'll have to consult with Sky Ferreira first. I'll see if it's okay for me to be warmer, but as of right now, I'm warming.
One of my favorite lines from Halsey ever. I don't even remember the song. It's on her album that has 3 a.m. I think the album's called Manic. But it's about G-Eazy. And it's like, nobody loves you. They just want to fuck you. Then put you on a song on the B-side. And all I could think of was You and I. And I was just like, Halsey, your lyrics are blind items.
Yeah, literally. She like called him a B-list.
Yeah.
That's funny.
This B-list coke addicted rapper.
I guess I just realized that I've needed to kind of like release Halsey from the shackles of what I thought of them a million years ago, because I still kind of view them that way, and that's probably not fair. But I guess just on a, like on a surface level, Halsey's music will never be like my gig, I guess, you know.
Yeah,
which is fine.
I am very into their music. I like any lyrics that sound like they could be AIM away messages. And that's very much them.
I don't know what happened to me in like 2015 when it was the time of like Ellie Goulding, when everybody's singing sounded like this. Like everybody's voices were like, you know what I mean?
Oh, everybody, I know.
It was like that time period. I hated music at that time. It was like at the same time that everybody was doing like EDM light and everybody was singing
like Pompeii by Bastille.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I just, that time of music just made me like want to put a corkscrew in my brain. So I think I still equate them to that too.
I worked in retail during that time.
Oh,
the music was terrible.
It was bad.
But I do think Halsey's shown like a lot of growth as an artist and proves that, well, their music sounds similar. It's not always the same.
Right.
But yeah, I'm a Halsey fan through and through. I don't know if they're rotted though.
I don't know if I could say that Halsey seems rotted. I'm sure somebody will probably message us and be like, here's why they are, but I'm right. Not for me.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get some messages about stuff we didn't cover, but one thing we mostly do is blind item stuff.
Right.
So judging by these blind items, it sounds like they're just so, they like dated G-Eazy and that really fucked them up for a while.
Yeah, the classic like young person in Hollywood kind of tale.
Everybody falls for a bad boy or bad girl at some point. It just...
Yeah.
It's the law of nature.
Yeah, it's a part of our, like, being human.
So, yeah, so Halsey, I will say, not rotted.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's... I think that they're going to have a long time in the music industry. I really do.
I do, too. I think Halsey's going to be around for a long time. And I'm excited to see, like, the ebbs and flows of Halsey's career, like, how it changes and, like, different stuff that they decide to do. Like the acting stuff and everything.
Well, people say right now they're kind of in like a flop era because their last album didn't do great.
Oh, really?
But if you listen to the actual album, it's like a comprehensive album. And was it Beyonce? Oh, guys, you're welcome, by the way. We did Beyonce episodes. New music's out. You're welcome.
Yeah.
but I'm pretty sure it was Beyonce who was like, people don't buy albums anymore. They just buy singles.
I'm like fully ready to retire people, like the whole flop era thing. It's enough.
I agree.
Enough. It is so disgusting and just so like, we never do this shit with men. I'm so sick of like categorizing women into like, you know, it's like basically if the gays like your songs and like your album for that time period, then like you're fine. And if they don't, you're a flop. And like, I just think that that's like so gross at this point. Like we know better at this point.
And the thing is, most of your favorites have a bad album. It just...
Yeah.
It is what it is. Also, Troy, I just realized I didn't ask you DC Stomp Your Feet or whatever JT said.
DC Stomp Your Feet!
The flop era. but no, I thought this episode was kind of fun. It was kind of nice to... Because I didn't know anything about their blind item life, so.
I'm excited. Any episode that chips away at my frigid, ice-cold heart, I enjoy.
Should we give the people some advice, Troy?
Yeah.
You or me?
You.
My advice for you, listeners, if you're in a situation you really don't like, it's okay to get out of it. You know, if you're at a job you really dislike, start applying to new jobs. If you're in a friendship that you don't think someone's pulling their weight, talk to them. And if they're not receptive, it's okay to walk away. You know, I think that's an important thing for a lot of people, is they feel like trapped in situations, but I'm giving you permission to leave those situations.
Yeah. And sometimes you don't realize how trapped you are until you leave and you're like, wow, I wish I did this a million years ago.
Could you imagine, Troy, if you were like, and by the way, this is our last episode.
I'm trapped. Speaking of trapped.
Well, hopefully we see some of you in Nashville this weekend. Again, we have live shows coming up. Hopefully we'll have some virtual shows too. But yeah, that's what I got for Halsey this week, Troy. I'm glad I was able to chip away at your ice cold Halsey heart.
Me too. And we love you guys very, very much. And we will see you back here next week.
Bye.
Bye.